President Bill Clinton will be president for just 9 more days. He used one of them to go to New England today to thank his supporters and talk about the accomplishments of his 8 years in the White House. From Dover, New Hampshire, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
New Hampshire has the look of campaign season. Several inches of snow blanket the athletic fields around Dover High School. But that didn't keep Mike Barry, a letter carrier from Northwood, New Hampshire, from coming out to see the president one last time.
It's not often that we get a chance to see a standing president. We see a lot of candidates, but the standing presidents just don't come here.
President Clinton told the crowd of 900 cheering supporters that his presidency has dramatically changed America for the better. He noted that since he took office, the federal government has paid off more than $500 billion of the national debt. The minimum wage is up, poverty rates have dropped, and unemployment is at a 30-year low.
I want to try to talk about these social issues today, where we're going as a people, because we're not just better off, we're a stronger, more united country. Crime is down, welfare down, nearly 60%. Teen pregnancy is the lowest rate it's been in decades. We are growing more diverse, but we're also growing more united.
His advisors said he returned to Dover, New Hampshire, because it was here in 1992, when his presidential campaign was struggling, that he promised to fight for the American people, quote, until the last dog dies. 9 years later, as his time in office winds to a close, President Clinton says he's kept that promise.
We had new standards to clean the air, and the air is cleaner. The water is cleaner. The drinking water is safer. We cleaned up more toxic waste dumps, twice as many in our 8 years as in the previous 12 years. We set aside more land than any administration since Theodore Roosevelt.
He pointed to one of the first pieces of legislation he signed, the Family Medical Leave Act, as a socially transforming bill.
It had previously been rejected on the grounds that it was a perfectly nice idea, but if we gave some people time off from work when their kids were sick or their babies were born or the parents were sick, it would be so burdensome to the economy. Well, 22.5 million jobs later, 35 million people have taken advantage of the Family and Medical Leave Law. We have to be pro-work and pro-family.
President Clinton, the consummate campaigner, appeared to savor his time on the stump. He beamed at the crowds, telling them that America is at the top of its game.
Thank you. And don't forget, even though I won't be president, I'll always be with you till the last dog dies.
This stop is part of a farewell tour for the president. From New Hampshire, President Clinton headed to Boston for another speech. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Dover, New Hampshire.